This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Oh, and dear listeners, I think the title of this show is Gear That Should Be Retired. You see, just a week or two ago, I decided to get out on a backpack with my buddy Curtis. And I went to the shed, and I said, no, I'm not taking the big expedition level pack, that 3,700 cubic inch monster. It's kind of heavy in its own right. And if I take that big old pack, I will fill it and I'll be carrying more than I should. So I grabbed another pack out of the shed, a medium size internal frame pack that I've had for quite some time. As longtime listeners know, for about 10 years, I owned a guide service doing hiking and climbing and backpacking in the Grand Canyon. And this is a piece of gear left from that adventure. And I probably bought it around 1997 or 98. Which I wasn't thinking of as I very happily put my gear into it and jumped into the truck and headed to the San Bernardino Mountains and the San Gorgonio Wilderness to meet up with Curtis. I should have thought about it. So we hit the trail. And over the course of the first three or so hours on the trail to John's Meadow, the little plastic snaps proceeded to go snapperoo. Yes, this pack had spent enough time in the heat of that shed in the summers that those little plastic clip snaps had deteriorated to the point where they were just breaking apart. Oh, what fun, what joy. Yes, at first it was just a couple of little snaps that hold pockets closed. When the fitting that holds the left shoulder strap went, well, let's just say I was kind of crooked the rest of the trip. And that alone, I could tough out. There's always a bit of baling wire in my pack, so baling wire can fix a lot of things. However, as you know, the Santa Ana winds were quite fierce over in the California area in recent weeks. So there was that. And then, well, Curtis got the revenge. And having the turkey trots when you're out on a trail is no fun. So we cut the trip a little short. More on that maybe next week. So, before you head out, check out that gear that's been in the shed for a couple of years and make sure that it's all functioning correctly. Looking forward to seeing you with a brand new backpack on my back. This has been Eb Eberlein with Arizona Trails.